Hello, this is Prophetic Connection Devotional. My name is Patricia English. This is part one of the Gospel from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to go through a lot of scripture. I'm going to go from the New Testament to the Old, from the Old into the New, because the Word of God proves itself. Amen. Now, for the Gospel from Genesis to Revelation. Life is so diversified and complicated. We can speak on many topics, situations, and reasons why there are wars between countries and good and evil leaders, and why bad things happen to so-called good people, and on and on. It is not so much why there are so many differences, but why there are so many different beliefs in the world that cause the diversity. To come to this conclusion, the best thing is to go back to where it began. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And in Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Genesis 2:27, God formed man out of the ground. Genesis 2:22, God used Adam's rib and made Eve. Genesis 2:17, Adam and Eve were forbidden to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2:9, "And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food." The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The fruit on the tree of life had properties to keep Adam and Eve alive forever. God forbid Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, otherwise death would occur, as God told them in Genesis 2:17, which meant that their bodies would begin the death cycle and lead them to spiritual death if they did not obey God's way. There was nothing wrong with the fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but their obedience had to be tried. This tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the tree of death, because both the good and the evil was against God. The evil is obvious. We know evil is wrong, but the good was bad also, because it represents man's attempt to reach God by their own standards, which is the same today when people do not put their entire trust in the cross of Christ. Eve gave ear to the devil and was deceived by the devil. But Adam was not deceived when he also partook of this tree, as written in 1 Timothy 2:14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. Let us keep in mind that God spoke of the cross even before the earth was created in 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." God in his foreknowledge knew what would happen and already had a plan in place. And God was the first one to tell about his gospel when he spoke to the devil after Adam and Eve sinned. In Genesis 3:15, he said, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." In other words, God told the devil, "Because you used a woman to bring sin into the world, I will use a woman to bring the Messiah into the world, who will defeat you." And at the appointed time, Jesus came, as Paul quoted in Galatians 4:4, "For when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law." Right before Jesus died on the cross, accomplishing totally what he came to do, he said in John 19:30, "It is finished." This is one of the greatest statements made in the history of the world. Paul explains it this way in Colossians 2, verses 14 to 15. "Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, Jesus triumphantly made an open show of them." Jesus defeated the devil, who had a legal right to hold us captive because of sin. But now that Jesus defeated the devil on the cross, that power is broken from us who believe. Hallelujah! Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:56, The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. This means that the sting is when the human race took on the sin nature, and without the cross of Christ, there is no remedy for the world. The beginning of religion started in Genesis chapter 4 when Cain brought an offering to God of his own hands, which was some kind of vegetation that he grew. There was nothing wrong with Cain's garden, but his disobedience to what God required. God accepted Abel's sacrifice because Abel offered an innocent animal, which was the shedding of blood. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission." This was a type of Christ when he would come thousands of years later and become a sacrifice for us. The only thing God accepts from us is what is inspired by God, the Holy Spirit, who is the author of God's word and who will help us as we keep our faith in Christ and what he did on the cross. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is about the cross of Christ. Jesus himself said in Hebrews 10 verse 7 and in Psalms 40 verse 7, "Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me." Now Cain grew angry and murdered his brother because his sacrifice was not accepted. There is no difference today because religious people want to be acknowledged for their works, but true Christianity believes and puts their faith totally in the work of Jesus, who saved, justified, and sanctified us through his death on the cross. All God requires of us is to believe. As Jesus said in John 6:29, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." When Paul was in prison, he said to the captain of the guard, who feared for his life because God opened up the prison doors, in Acts 16:31, Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your household." Adam and Eve plunged the human race into sin and were no longer covered in God's glory and made fig leaves for themselves, as written in Genesis 3:7, which is a type of religion because we cannot cover ourselves to be accepted by God. Genesis 3:21, "The Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them." God is the only one who can cover them with tunics, which was to slay an innocent animal, which is again a type of Christ. It is written in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Jesus came to do the will of his Father, which was to lay down his life for the sins of the world. God was merciful and put Adam and Eve out of the garden to get them away from the tree of life that would have kept them alive forever, becoming more and more depraved because they now had a sin nature, which they inherited through disobedience. Now, because of sin, they would eventually die, as we do, but our souls will live forever, either in heaven or in hell. Paul tells us in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Payment for unrepented sin will bring eternal death, but God's gift to us cannot be earned or worked for. After sin entered the world, the earth went into a chaotic state, which causes all the calamities. Romans 8:19, Paul says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Though the creation did not sin, it still became subject to the result of sin. So according to the word of God, we know how sin and religion entered into the world. God begins to call certain men who will believe him so that he can begin his story that one day Jesus will come to the earth, born of a virgin, as written in Isaiah 7:14, and the giving of his son in Isaiah 9:6. Abraham was found righteous with God before the law was given and even before Jesus died on the cross, and was called a friend of God because he believed. It is written in James 2:23, "Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." A friend of God is someone who believes and reverences God. Psalms 19:9 says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." The next verse declares, Abraham's faith in God in the coming of the Lamb of God, who is Jesus, as he, Abraham, was going up to the mountain to sacrifice his son Isaac. And this is what Abraham says, Genesis 22, verse 8, "My son, God will provide himself, the lamb, for a burnt offering." God raised up Joseph as a type of Christ, who became the ruler over all the land of Egypt, so that Joseph would preserve his father Jacob, who is also called Israel, and the family. This being a type of Israel coming to Christ in the last days. This is the end of part one, the gospel from Genesis to Revelation.